The only solution to the suffering in Syria is Islamic Union. According to UN figures, the number of those who have lost their lives in Syria exceeds 100,000. 2 million people have been forced to leave their homes and are still living in refugee camps. Turkey alone is playing host to 500,000 of our brothers and sisters, 200,000 of whom are still living in tents. Many of these are children. They are trying to survive under conditions of hunger, want, and poverty. The communist Ba'athist regime in Syria is ruthlessly trying to annihilate its own innocent civilian citizens. The Ba'athist regime has previously been suspected of using chemical weapons on many occasions, but now it has openly used them in Ghouta. Women, children, the elderly, and scores of innocent civilians were poisoned to death. These people had no weapons in their hands, were not violent, and had committed no crime. International meetings aimed at stopping this aggression on the part of the Syrian regime are still taking place. But merely issuing condemnations and acting with bureaucratic ponderousness lacerates the conscience. Yet all the sufferings can be eased at once. The only solution to the suffering is Islamic Union. Islamic Union is the solution that will lead to the peace and security desired by all, not just in Syria, Kirkuk, Egypt, East Turkestan, and Palestine, but for the whole world. If the Islamic world unites, it will no longer have to watch mass deaths, injustice, and oppression. It will no longer suffer a succession of disasters in a state of helplessness. It will not have to place its hopes in the West to resolve problems when they arise. It will not have to worry about what pains will be suffered tomorrow, and it will no longer have to struggle against poverty, want, and backwardness. If the Islamic world is united, if it is fully devoted to the moral values of the Quran, if it embraces all people with love and affection, no matter what their opinions, and treats them all as first-class citizens, and if it stands up for science, art, and beauty, then a brand new civilization can be built. The time has now come for the Islamic world, with 100 years of pain and suffering behind it, to unite. God shows us how urgent this is in every event that takes place. Do not forget, unity is not a political requirement for Muslims. It is God's command and promise. For that reason, every Muslim has a responsibility to strive for Islamic union without saying, "How can that be done? Will it be allowed?" If we all honestly say, "O Lord, bestow Islamic union upon us," then, by the will of God, we will together see this promise come true. O Lord, give us Islamic union without delay.